Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big, the musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and more information, it's brtstage.org. Rebel Wilson is getting candid about her weight loss journey. The Rebel Rising, a memoir author, 44, spoke about her brief experience with Ozempic in an interview with the Sunday Times published this weekend. The FDA approved type 2 diabetes drug, which many celebrities have opened up about taking, is one Wilson said she took for maintenance after losing weight. She said in her interview, "Someone like me could have a bottomless appetite for sweets, so I think the drugs can be good," the Pitch Perfect alumni said before noting that she no longer takes Ozempic. Kenan Thompson's thoughts are with his Nickelodeon family. More than a week after the release of Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, an investigation discovery docuseries exploring allegations of sexual abuse, racism, and sexism behind the scenes of the network's iconic shows. The former All That star expressed his support for those who share their stories, saying that his heart goes out to anyone who's been victimized or their families. Thompson shared all this and more on a March 27th appearance on Tamron Hall. Here's a clip.
I think it's a good thing that the doc is out and it's, you know, putting things, you know, on display that need to be, you know, stories that need to be told for this, you know, accountability's sake. But it's definitely tough to watch because I have fond memories of that place, you know, and I have fond memories of, you know, my co-stars and stuff like that. So to hear that they've gone through terrible things like that is just, it's really tough.
That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big, the musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.